Tootie in the morning.
It's a new day on 94.9
WSJM.
It's the best way to get your day started.
8:13 on the Moody of the Morning Show, Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018. And it's time for Living Gracefully. And in the house with us this morning from Woodland Terrace, Mr. Todd Dougherty. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, we've certainly seen a transition here of late in the weather. Anybody that went down to see Garth Brooks was going, wait a minute, it's snowing. You were there, weren't you?
I was there, and it was snowing. So if it had just been snowing, that if it had been like 15 degrees colder, it probably would have been better. Because it was a mixture of the snow and the rain,
oh,
and being wet and cold.
Then you chilled to the bone.
Yes. So snow, actually, I think just snow would have been a little better than the mix. It was incredible the number of people that still showed up for that concert.
I know. They clearly love. So anyway, back at that transition, it's a time when a lot of folks are thinking about that with elder parents or family members and how to transition from one season into the next and all the things you have to do to get ready.
You know, it is. So I think a lot of us were also reminded this past weekend. So a lot of people in our area lost power.
Yeah.
I was one of them that lost it. Luckily, we got it back Sunday night. But I think it was a reminder, too, to make, you know, those are the things you need to be paying attention to, especially as we get older, to make sure that we have backup plans and that we're prepared for the winter, you know, going into the winter, of all the things that may happen. You know, in the winter, when the power goes out, it's not typically 30s, 40s, and maybe 50s. It's like teens, 20s, 30s.
Yes, or below zero. Or,
exactly. Yeah. So it can become a problem like fast. Some different tips. So again, I linked several articles to our website in the resource section. There was a three-part long last goodbye. So I actually put several different articles in there, just kind of dealing with different ideas of fall and winter things to look for, prepare for. One of the biggest things as we get into the winter and we start having snow and we start having ice, I think this is for all of us, be very careful of slippery sidewalks.
Yeah.
Falls can be dangerous. I always joke that I'm over 40 now, so I can break things even more easily when I fall. So be very careful.
Very true. And, you know, and do what you can to, you know, prepare for that. You know, maybe additional railings or something along those lines to, you know, to help out where you know that can be done.
It is. You know, now's the time, too, if you're in the position to be able to have someone who can take care of your sidewalks, driveway for you, especially as we get older, you know, it's a great thing to be able to do if you're able to. Also, for those of us that are still, you know, in our 30s, 40s, 50s, look out for your neighbors, look out for each other, help
exactly.
each other. You know, I can go over and salt our neighbor's sidewalks. They're not old enough, so they'd be mad if I was saying this and they heard this. But you know, help each other, too. So pay attention to your neighbors.
Well, and, you know, I mean, it's just a kind thing to do, especially if you know that maybe they're away or something. Nobody wants to come home to a driveway filled with a half a foot or a foot or 2 feet of snow, you know. And if you've, you know, you're out snow blowing, go ahead and do theirs, too.
Yes. Yep. The other big one is dress for warmth. I think everyone did this Saturday night at the Garth Brooks concert. I think I had 8 layers on, literally. So you could peel off layers or put layers back on.
Exactly.
It's really important when you're out, especially if you're out, if you're driving. You never know when you're going to end up in a ditch. Never know when there could be an accident. So staying, making sure that you're layered and you have those things in your car, too, if you're out and about is very important for all of us, not just for people that are as you're getting older.
Exactly.
One of the big ones for people that are the population that we serve is fighting wintertime depression. So I'm 46, and day after day of gray can get pretty dreary.
Sure.
I'm out every day. I'm interacting with people every day. I'm socializing with my friends. I'm going out frequently, and it still can be challenging sometimes.
Yeah.
So imagine if you're in your house, you're not able to get out as frequently.
And you don't have anywhere near the stimulation.
Right. Yeah, and you're somewhat isolated. Really making sure that you're connecting with people, so, you know, whether it be the phone, however it may be, that is one of the really important things. That's one thing that with our residents, we see a huge difference with people moving in with us that have been at home, have been very lonely. One of the biggest things, other than eating regular meals and taking medications correctly, is the socialization piece that you
get.
The
new sociability.
And moving into a place like Woodland Terrace.
Yeah.
It can get very lonely during the winter. So just being mindful of that and making sure that, again, that you are thinking of your friends that may be in that position to reach out more frequently during the winter. And if you are in that position, thinking about how you're going to kind of make it through some of those longer stretches of time that are harder to get out and it's colder and you might be in your house for longer periods of time.
Yeah, very good points always to, you know, to just, you know, to remember the folks in your family who are perhaps living alone and don't have the stimulation and the contact that you have on a regular basis.
The other big one is, and this can happen to anyone at any age, is making sure that you have carbon monoxide detectors in your house. Mm-hmm. Winter with furnaces and boilers and everything else is a time when that can become a much more significant issue. I have a friend who has a boiler that luckily was recently replaced last year, I think. But for the previous 2 years, had some significant issues where the fire department showed up and they're like, get out of your house. Like, we had to figure out what the problem is, and their carbon monoxide level is way too high.
Wow.
So being very mindful of that, making sure you have detectors in your house.
You know what would be good is maybe we should get some legislation that says that smoke detectors have to also have a built-in component that is, in fact, a carbon monoxide detector. They should be side by side.
They should be side by side, yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Another one is if you are driving, make sure you check your car. Make sure your car is in good running condition. So when you're out in the middle of nowhere, your car is not breaking down. Another one is prepare for power outages. So I was very unprepared. So I actually got a text on Saturday night. We were down pre-partying before the concert, and I got a text saying our power was out. And I'm like, oh, it comes on really quick whenever it goes out, because we're actually in a commercial zone off of M139. So I didn't think twice about it.
Yeah.
Got home, garage door still open. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, all the lights are out. I'm like, oh, wait. I think our power's out because it's a new garage door that has a battery pack on it.
Oh.
And I'm like, we were so unprepared. Like, I had no idea where the candles are. We're mid-construction in the house, so I knew where nothing was in the house. So being very prepared for power outages is very important. So know where the candles are. Know where the extra blankets
are. Where the flashlight is.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Where the portable radio is so that you can maintain contact with the outside world.
Exactly. The last thing on this list is to make sure you have a good varied diet during the winter. We may not be as mobile during the winter. So just being mindful of that in our diet as we eat through the winter.
Yeah, absolutely. And, anymore, with modern technology and the speed with which we can move people and products across the country, there's no reason to not be able to continue to enjoy fresh things. They may not be from right here at home during the wintertime the way we enjoy in the summertime, but you can still get fresh vegetables and fruits to keep you healthy all year long.
You can. And now with several of the different grocery stores having delivery services, it makes it even that much easier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, then you have it delivered right to your house. It's a good idea. I may have to adopt that.
I know.
Hey, I'm stuck here. If you want to bring me some more food, excellent plans. And as always, this excellent research that you do on a regular ongoing basis can be found on the website. So just go to woodlandterrace.com.
Go to woodlandterrace.com. Bottom right-hand corner is our resource section. So if you go there, there's links to all these different articles.
So anything that you've ever heard Todd Dougherty say here on the show is documented there for you to be able to read for yourself and to share with family members as well. Because sometimes, you know, you think about it, but others in the family don't think about it. And it always does well for everybody to be on the same page.
Yes,
and that page is woodlandterrace.com.
That's right.
That's where you'll also be able to find out how to capitalize on the opportunities that are available at Woodland Terrace with multiple sites.
All of our campuses are listed there, so you can fill out a form that we will contact you with information. We will send you email, mail you information, or you are welcome to call any of our campuses anytime for more information or a tour.
All righty. Todd Dougherty, living gracefully with us this morning on the Moody Good Morning Show. Thanks, Todd. Have
Thank
a good
you,
day.
Pat. All right.